So meditation. How come so many spiritual traditions meditate? They meditate, contemplate, pray. In many ways, we do all three in the Diamond Approach, but explicitly, most explicitly, we meditate, we do sensing practice, and we do inquiry. So why? Why do we meditate? One of the things about meditation is it's really the practice of non-interference. It's a practice of letting things be just the way it is in our mind. Just letting the mind do its thing whilst we have our attention on this case on our belly center, and where we put our attention will change over time for various different reasons. But learning to place our attention where we want it to go, resting it there, I was going to say holding it there, but we're not really holding it there, we're resting it there. If we try and hold our attention somewhere, it doesn't actually work. It's more a sense of, I call it finding the sweet spot. It's like we kind of find a spot where we can just rest our attention there. In this case, we're resting it in the sensation of the rise and the fall of the belly. It's more a sense of abiding than holding. But meditation does some things that in a very efficient way, confronts certain things in a very efficient way that we don't really get confronted in the same way by inquiry. One of the things that meditation really confronts in us is our aloneness, our emptiness. There's no distraction. Or not to say there's no distraction, the distractions become very obvious. When our instruction is simply to sense into the sensation in our belly, it's amazing how difficult that is to abide there, be there. And we're confronted with all the gesticulations of our mind, which is no other technique that I know of does that quite as well, to show us our mind and kind of how crazy it is and how endless it is and how easy it is to get wrapped up in it. So as we meditate, we're getting a full view of our mind. We're also getting to learn how not to go along with, how not to identify with the content. We're coming back to our object of concentration. Confronts us with our boredom, confronts us with how it feels to not go along with the content of our mind. So it really supports us in learning to simply not interfere and to be. Just simply to be. And the more we notice the content of our mind and don't go along with it, at a certain point we start to become aware of what it is that's aware. So we have our awareness looking directly at itself. Our meditations are really, because inquiry is our primary practice in many ways, our meditations support our inquiry by helping us learn to place our attention where we want it to go. And you'll notice when you're doing inquiry with your teacher or with your friends that it's important to be able to put your attention on whatever you feel needs it. And there's a particular guidance in that. We are drawn towards, as we talked last night, that flavor, that fragrance of truth. And there are many other distractions going on. So learning to put our attention where we want it to go is a very important part of inquiry. And it supports our sensing practice by not constantly being pulled out into the content of our mind, but being able to actually abide in sensing our arms and legs in an ongoing way. And our attempt is to be able to do that sensing from the moment we wake up till we go to bed. So meditation supports our practices in a lot of different ways. It also helps stabilize our realization, the fruits of our inquiry. We need they need to be stabilized in our life, and a daily practice is a place where we get to touch in every day. And it may not be that you touch into some deep silence place every day. It's more that you have picked a time to be with you. Whether it's 10, 15, 20 minutes, it's a time to focus inward, practice putting your attention where you want it to go. It gives us an orientation from which to start our day. If we just get up and we start going, we start running, it's very hard to catch up with ourselves. So our practice gives us that time to abide at least once a day. So it supports our self-remembering. As the sensing practice is also a form of self-remembering, meditation is a period where we have decided to be with ourselves, to remember ourselves. It also develops something really important that we need on the path, which is our will. Sacred effort. What that means is that it's really something we can do. It is a doing. It is an ego doing, if you want to see it that way. But we are going to turn our attention towards that which feels true and sacred to us. And that develops a particular body in us that supports us on the path that we have decided we are going to practice daily. And the more we keep to that decision, the more we come back to that decision, the more we do it, and the more we do it with full intent, it develops something in us that's crucial. We get the sense when we're practicing that we're doing something that actually nourishes us, even though it's not sometimes very easy or very nice. And we begin to develop an ease with being with emptiness and stillness and silence. And in time, we long for that, and we move towards it naturally, over and over again. We've been doing what we've been calling the belly-centered focus practice. And there's a reason for that, and we're going to add a piece to that today. There is a point, a place, an area in the belly center that is about 3 fingers down from your belly button and about 2 fingers in. And I don't expect any of you to say, oh yeah, I know that spot. But that's an area there that we can actually sense. Some of you will know it maybe as the Dantian. I think it's similar to the Hara. Not sure. We call this the Kath, K-A-T-H. And it's really, we would say it's the main center in the lower part of the body. Organizing center of many energetic centers in the belly. It's like our roots reside in this center. Our earthly roots reside in this center, but not just our earthly roots. It's also the way that our sort of earthbound self is connected to the spiritual. It's considered also the instinctual center, physical center, moving center. So this area really has a lot going on. And we started with sort of just sensing into this total area. Without bringing in this point, this place, this area. Because it's not necessarily something we immediately can find or sense or feel. And I'm saying it mostly in case some of you have actually started to notice something there or and also so that we can, as we focus on the belly, we can take that place into consideration. And maybe if our focus begins to get refined, really let ourselves sense into that point, 3 fingers down, 2 fingers in. But if it's just still, I'm just still trying to find my belly, that's fine. But we'll be referring to the belly practice now as the Kath practice. Nothing much is going to change in the way we're doing it. We're just becoming aware that there is this point called the Kath. So when we talk about sensing, the center of our sensing is really this point, the cuff. So the more we develop contact and ability to know and sense and feel this part of us, it also develops our ability to sense our whole body and beyond our body, sense into the subtle realms of being, sense into presence, sense into fragrances that are not necessarily obvious to us. So as we're meditating, we're also developing a subtle sensing capacity. Developing the ability not to be distracted and to abide. So we're going to do another short period of practice with this point, this center, three fingers down from the belly button, two fingers in. And you can actually, you know, what I would do for a long time is find it, and I kind of poke in right at that point. So I could just get a physical sense of roughly where it feels like it is. And then that sensation. So there's a body memory of that area in a way that we can drop back into that sensation. But I want to emphasize, it's not something to, God, I'm not feeling it, there's a problem here. No. We're just bringing it into awareness, continue to abide in the belly as a whole with the awareness of this calf point. And you might notice, you might attempt to abide in that point. And if you can, that's fine. But it's not a thing, oh God, I can't feel it. Many people don't feel it for years. But it hones our attention just a little more exactly into that area of the belly by bringing it into awareness. So set up again our postures. And it's helpful often to keep that lower curve in the back. So if you're leaning sort of way back in your seat, just bring your torso forward a bit. Feel your feet, feel your butt on the chair. To straighten the back of the neck, you just tuck your chin a little bit. And rest the tongue on the roof of your mouth, with your mouth slightly open. And then find your breath. Feel your way into the sensation of your belly, maybe to that place, three fingers down, two fingers in, and just begin to abide, rest in that sensation. If your mind is incredibly busy, drop your eyes downward, even if they're closed, as if you're looking at the floor from behind your eyelids. And if you're feeling like you're making a huge amount of effort, just use the out-breath. Each out-breath, drop into the belly. Abiding in soft belly. if you feel sleepy, you can either open your eyes or look upwards with your eyes closed. So, take a moment to find if you have any questions. Let me know what's going on in your practice.
A feeling of a tension or a contraction, and it feels like it pushes me away.
Away from your belly?
Yeah.
Where's the contraction? Is it in the belly?
Yeah, I actually think it's around the calf. It has that feeling. And then if I continue trying to get down there, I have like falling. And as if I slip my mind for just a second, and then I arrived again. And it's spacious, but also very dizzy, and pictures coming up, and I'm not really there.
Not really where?
In contact.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm not in contact, but I have this dizzy feeling. I don't know what it is.
A little dizzy feeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
And images coming up.
Particular kinds of images, or
it could be anything.
Anything.
Today it was a horse, but
okay,
I think it could be anything.
And this contraction.
Yeah.
Is it painful?
Yeah. I think that's the reason why I say it's a contraction. It has this feeling of a small pain. So it's easy to find.
Easy, yeah, great. So that's one thing. It's easy to find. Yeah. So what I would do is just continue to sense into soft belly.
Yeah.
There may be a little contraction in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Include that.
Yes.
Don't try and penetrate it.
Okay.
Just wrap around it.
Yeah.
With soft belly. And just on the out breath.
It was more easy for me to stay in contact with my belly than to try to go in there.
Yeah, don't try and go in there. Just let it be. And continue just to sense the area around it, include yeah. it, but don't try and get in the middle of it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. What's going somewhere? Where's it going? Okay.
It's coming to me.
Fine. I see that, Wolfgang. Yeah.
So I found a support that the belly center is supported by the lower back, mm-hmm. or expanding to the lower back too, and that's far more easier for me to concentrate. It's like a falling curtain of the mind happening. Mm-hmm. And then it was easier also to spot the point you just mentioned.
Uh-huh.
But it's, let's say, a bowl, really a bowl of...
The bowl. I talked about the bowl the other day, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
And in the bowl there's this point. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. And it's actually the first time that I managed to really feel, not only to fight the mind, so...
Great.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm quite content.
Good, great. There was question two in the middle here.
I'm Brigitte, and there was a sensation when we today start with the meditation. I feel a pain like a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
And I think there must be something strong to avoid me from coming down to the belly.
Possibly, yeah. Where do you get to?
Yeah, it was the right, left arm and the left side of the chest.
Uh-huh.
And I know it isn't really. Well, it's not really illness. I wouldn't
you know
die.
It's a, you know it's not a heart attack.
It's yes, I know.
You sure?
Sure. Really sure.
Okay.
And there must be something in my mind.
Yeah,
it's
possibly.
Very interesting to put me away from the belly center.
Mm-hmm. When you put your hand on your belly, mm-hmm. can you feel anything?
Yes, I can feel it, and I can feel something warm, something energy.
Uh-huh.
And the last times of meditations, the days before, was a great feeling, and it was peaceful, and I settled down. It was wonderful.
That's how it goes. Some days it's great, and some days it's not.
And today I'm busy with my mind since I stand up, and there is a great resistance. And yeah, it must be something working inside.
Something's on the move, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when the mind gets busy, drop the eye down, mm-hmm. and... put a little more emphasis on the out-breath.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just, it's going to be what it'll be today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Right behind you.
Thank you. I'm Saro. And I, yesterday, I in small group, I informed Rob that I had this difficulty with the meditation because I was sort of, while breathing, building up some solid thing within myself, like a pumpkin, like reminding me of pregnancy during the last weeks, actually, and it really sort of was hurting. And then in the first meditation today, yesterday we decided that I should actually stay with the discomfort of it. So I was with the discomfort today, and then... while I actually fell back into the practice I had been doing for a while before, like breathing in circles.
Yeah, circulation breathing.
Coming up over mm-hmm. the top of the head and going down.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of a relief, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering whether this... is helpful in terms of developing the belly center or not. So this is one question.
Which is helpful, the circulation?
If you sort of fall back into what you've done before, like this is not so much the emphasis on the belly center,
right.
but really more bringing the energy, which is collecting there or is accumulating there, then sort of spreading it to make it more holdable.
Yeah, so it's a different practice, and we'll be clear about that. But when you do the circle, does it pool in the belly and then you start again and it pools in the belly?
It does, yeah.
Okay, so when it pools in the belly, what happens?
Yeah, it's sort of, it's like an energy wave, and then the energy, the heat of it, sort of, yeah, goes where with the breath, up the spine, and then around the shoulder, and up the top of the head, like falling down in the front.
Yeah. So, I think you have to find your way with it. That's actually meditation that we will do at some point. It's very similar to one anyway. I think you've got to find your way with the balance of we're focusing on the belly primarily. So if you're going to do that, put an extra emphasis when you pool in the belly.
Okay.
And just see if you can sense into that spot.
Yeah, that was actually what I was going to say, that when you even mentioned it, I knew right away where it was because I had medical checks on that particular spot in my belly for a number of times because I've always got a certain sense of, a hurt.
Something there.
Yeah, there's something there, really.
Interesting.
And quite unpleasant. So that was interesting then for me. And at first, there was no pumpkin there then, really.
Yeah.
No pumpkin built up at that time. So there was a small sort of solid thing which went right up into my solar plexus, and this was a burning sort of feeling. Mm-hmm. And then I had this calf point, and there were all it was very cold, hurting thing, not immensely hurting, but very palpable. And out of the blue, there was the color yellow, and coming out of it in waves, and it felt very real. And then I was so shocked by the reality of this impression that I sort of resisted and went back to it was interesting. But I was wondering what the color yellow had to do with it, and what.
Yeah. Well, one of the things is that circulation that you're doing is going to develop the pumpkin. So I'm not surprised you've been feeling a pumpkin in your belly. It's one of the things it does, brings a kind of fullness in this area. But so what I would do whilst here is do what you're doing and see if you can put an emphasis on just resting in soft belly, even if it's a big soft belly. If it's a pumpkin belly, it doesn't matter, just resting in soft belly as much as you can. And if you've got to go out and do the circle a few times, that's fine. Come back to soft belly.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next year.
Hi, I'm Marina. Feels kind of not right to tell what I wanted to tell after you. I don't know, but today I feel kind of relieved or happy. I once found out that I can produce heat with a point, but I didn't care to explore it or give it a name or something. And when you said there's this point to breathe in, I had the direction to breathe in, and the days before it felt just like okay, into the belly, but the belly is so big, where to go now? So I had no direction. So
now you got a direction.
Now I know where to go to.
Great. That's great. Yeah, we started it the way we did just to get people down in that area, and now we're honing it a little. Great. Good. Maria.
I'm Maria. It was funny, not funny. I was amazed that I had always been drawn down to that area. When I touched my belly, I really felt I felt life further down, where you indicated it today. And it was a wonderful feeling because I allowed it today, or I was aware, recognized it as a point that is a point. Mm-hmm. And I felt really physical inner life and spiritual inner life. Both things melting into each other. It was amazing.
Great.
Very, very nice.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
Was that a hand that almost went up there? Yeah, I saw it.
I'm so scary. I couldn't concentrate it. There are so many things. I have no time to concentrate it. How I feel my belly, and sometimes I feel, for example, sad, and I try to explore what is that. But that is such a dialogue. I am not in silent and to feel my belly, and. On the other side, there is something in my head and say, oh, don't lose your time. You have so many things to do. That is.
So when you were sitting here, we're all sitting here, you just appeared doing many things in the head?
Yeah.
And what's happening from here down?
I don't feel connection.
Right. Okay. And what happens if you put your hand on your belly in this moment right now? Can you feel your belly if you do that? Feel anything? Maybe just...
It's difficult.
Just let your belly... Your hand massage your belly a little bit. Just see if it's okay to let yourself have that.
It is like a rock that is very hard.
It's like a rock that's very hard. Okay. So that's your belly is like a rock. Yeah, so you can feel a rock. So it's a tricky thing because the mind is very compelling, wants to keep everything happening here, and now we've been told our practice is to go down here and feel this, and that creates another conflict, right? What I'm going to suggest is that we're going to do another meditation in a minute. You let yourself be exactly as you are. Your mind can do what it wants to do. You can even get caught up in your mind. Think about anything you want. At the same time, I want you to just gently massage your belly. Mm-hmm. And even if you can't feel your belly because it's a rock, feel your hand feeling your belly. And just relax. Relax and see what happens. And if you spend the whole time in your head, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Okay, because we don't want to create too much tension between, oh God, I got to get down there. It's not going to help. The belly will get like a rock, you're right. So just relax, feel it, massage it. Feel your butt on the chair, your feet on the floor. Just sort of hanging out. Okay.
I tried it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Try that. So we're going to go into another... We'll have more time for questions. We're going to go into another practice. feeling into what works for you to sense and abide in the sensation in your belly. Maybe sensing that point, three fingers down, two fingers in from your belly button. Just the right amount of effort, the right amount of relaxation. Kindly, kindly finding the sensation of your breath moving in the belly and the cuff point. keep coming back each moment. So now we're going to get into groups of three. And whilst practicing, we're going to do a transition here from a sitting practice into a monologue. Transitions are generally the place where we lose contact with ourselves the easiest. We just, off we go. We forgot our arms and legs, we forgot our belly, we're just... So we're going to get into groups of three, and for 10 minutes each, I'm just going to do an inquiry into where you're at with your meditation. What's happening? What's happening? What are you understanding? What's coming up for you? Whatever your inquiry feels will be helpful. Go wherever you want to go with it. See what can unfold. So it's going to be 10 minutes each, no feedback or discussion. And really see if you can bring the atmosphere of the sensing and the meditation into your triad, into your movements. No talking afterwards, no talking before, except to find your partners. And it's really practice for the next half an hour whilst also doing an inquiry. So 10 minutes each, groups of three. Meet back here at 11:45. Sensing, sensing, sensing. Mm-hmm.